blame our keyboard player, Brian Graves.
Oh, no. What did Brian? No. Brian, the quiet one? No. No.
He engineered it all. So
okay.
He actually did, me and him probably did the most, I think. Brian actually probably did the most just in general because he had to, like, mix, kind of do a basic mix for all the songs. And,
oh, right. Gotcha.
And he's in the band, so it's, like, even more stressful.
No, so, so when does it come out again, the EP?
The EP comes out officially on April 24th.
April 24th.
Well, the 19th if you pre-order it.
Yeah.
You'll get it about a week earlier.
A week earlier.
Yeah, and then the 24th is like the, I guess, regular date. And then that's also when we're doing the CD release show at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. And that's with Bird by Bird, which is John's from The Matches.
The Matches.
And Please Do Not Fight.
Yeah.
So that should be a pretty cool show.
All right. Awesome. And you told me there was an important artist that did a cover on the album?
Yeah, the cover of the album was done by a Greek painter artist named Spiro Vassilio.
Vassilio.
You say his last name. He was a very influential Greek painter in the during World War II, and he did a lot of really great work, and a good friend of mine, his wife, Spiro, was her grandfather, so we were given permission by the estate, if you will, to
By the family,
basically, to use the cover.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I was really excited about that. When we got the art, I was just like, this looks cool. I'll ask if we can use it.
Yeah.
And I really liked the piece of art. And then I found out later that he's got his own museum in Greece that's sponsored by the government and stuff. So he's a big deal.
Wow, lucky.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was pretty blown away by that, actually.
And he gave you the licensing for it.
Yeah, they just said as long as you say that this was done by him, then you guys are free to use as much of the...
Oh, good to go.
Yeah, so I was really, really happy about
that.
Nice.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and we'll hear some more from Pitcher Atlantic. But next is Finish Ticket with the song Confidence right here on KSGS Ground Zero Radio.
Food labels. Each year, millions of Americans have allergic reactions to food. Though most food allergies cause relatively mild and minor symptoms, some can cause severe reactions. The 8 most common allergenic foods are milk, eggs, fish, crustacean, shellfish, tree, nuts such as almonds and walnuts, peanuts, wheat, and soybeans. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration now requires that food labels must clearly identify the source of all ingredients so allergic consumers can more easily avoid them. For more information about food labels and food allergens, visit www.fda.gov.
Nice job there, Nick. Awesome. So you guys are playing at Psycho Donuts on Saturday, which is really cool.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so.
And I've suddenly lost my British accent.
No, I know. It just comes and goes that way.
Yeah.
It comes out for all the PSAs I know, so.
We're playing at Psycho Donuts, which is kind of funny because, I've always heard about it. It's sort of like Atlantis. You've always heard about it, but you don't know where it is. I played a show with the guys in Please Not Fight, and it was kind of put on by Psycho Donuts, and so the manager, owner, I'm not sure if that's his official title is.
His title is Chief Psycho.
Chief Psycho.
Is it really?
It is.
That's awesome. I wish I worked at a business where, you know, the corporate structure is based on insanity.
I know.
But,
that's a perfect working place.
Yeah.
It really is.
He was like, hey, man, I really like you guys. And so he's like, come play on the 6th. But they're doing – the Food Network's coming for their, anniversary. So I guess I will be on the Food Network.
It'll be groundbreaking for you guys. Yeah. You guys will get your push on the Food Network. It'll be amazing.
That's what I've always wanted to.
Rachel Ray. I'm going to be so excited.
Or Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet that guy.
I wish Gordon Ramsay was on there.
Oh, no.
I think there's
he's
high
too
echelon.
Mean. He's too much of a jerk.
There's a high echelon of angry chefs on TV.
Yeah, guy from Cake Boss. What's his name? Buddy Valastro. Oh my God! Every 2 seconds, someone's yelling at each other like crazy.
They should have a cooking show where it happens past international waters, so that pretty much anything goes out on the open sea, and people are cooking, but if they get angry, they're allowed to fight each other with kitchen knives and stuff. So it's like all legal.
Kitchen.
You know? And if you lose, they throw you off the ship.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happens on the Food Network challenges, if you've ever seen them. I mean,
I've seen some of those shows, and they just, like, I can't watch them because I just feel like my brain starts to melt after, like, the first three steps.
Yeah.
It's just too. But my, a friend's dad was showing me the show where there was this, like, very clean-cut woman who was, like almost even more creepy than Martha Stewart, who was like, oh, like, now we're going to take the almonds and chop them up. And so, like, he was kind of, like, narrating the show while we were watching it. And one of the things he said, it's like, I have my husband tied up in the basement. Like,
whoa. That's dirty when you're doing cooking.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate. Anyway, so you can pre-order the EP right now, right?
Or yeah, very, or very soon,
very,
actually.
Very, very soon, yeah.
We are good to promise. Like, we're good at making promises and not following through with them in a timely fashion,
yes,
as
definitely.
You mentioned about our EP. But
right.
We're trying to get, like, a website page figured out for, like, the pre-orders, and it's just taking us a little bit more time. But
right.
All the info is up online for, like, what you're going to be getting. There's, like,
yeah.
two versions of the EP, so.
Okay, yeah, the wristband was really cool. I showed it to everybody here at the station. Look what this band is doing. I want a USB wristband.
Yeah,
awesome.
We were just kind of thinking, like, what would be a cool way to package our EP and kind of also make it sort of a limited edition, special edition, and it was like the USB wristband. It's like a gig of space, and you get all the songs and, like, pictures and art and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
Like, did you go through, like, some, like, who? How did you get a hold of, like, that many, like, through a CD manufacturing or, like, somebody else?
I'm honestly not sure, because my mom knew some company through the
personal
company
contact.
She worked at.
Okay.
So then, like, she was like, hey, you know, blah blah blah, and I don't know.
Oh, so that's how it came about.
It's kind of secretive, but mostly because I don't really know.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah. Also, another thing I guess to mention for if you pre-order the new EP, then we just put our old EP, like our original one, Changes Welcome, is on iTunes. And if you pre-order either the physical CD or the USB wristband version of our new EP, then we'll send you the old one as well. Like, for free. Just
we're,
like
just,
a,
giving,
a
we're just giving
bonus.
Music away, you know?
Yeah.
It's like one of those crazy car dealers that's just like...
It's exciting.
We're giving these cars away.
Sorry. DJ came by here and just said that I lost the game. But unfortunately. But everyone loses the game, so it's not like it was singling out or anything. But yeah, so Dulce et Decorum Est will be coming out pretty soon. Very excited for that. And the release is at Bottom of the Hill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do it at Bottom of the Hill.
April 24th.
April
24th. Bird by Bird and Please Do Not Fight.
Yeah, awesome. And you have plans to tour pretty soon, or?
Yeah.
Like one after the release.
Yeah,
probably, right?
Yeah. We're going to play a bunch of really cool shows just kind of like a little bit before and then after. We're playing with PK in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Like,
okay.
I love PK.
Yeah.
Like, I love them as dudes, and also at their music,
also
I just think is amazing. So
yeah,
a lot of really great local music. Like, all our friends, like, have really just put out, like, awesome.
They
music
really
lately.
Have.
Like, Please Not Fight.
Please Do Not Fight.
Put
Finish
out
Ticket.
Yeah, Finish Ticket.
Yeah, and then Westwood and Willow, their Christmas project. Yeah,
dude.
I
yes,
mean,
the Sullivan Brothers. Like,
everything.
It's sort of so this easy. Weird, like, conglomerate where they just are like, like, both Sullivan Brothers are constantly doing music.
They are
on their own and just putting out good music. But yeah, I'm just really like. On a kind of unrelated note, just really, like, sort of stoked for all my friends because they've just all done, like, such a good job.
They
and
really have.
It's really, it makes me really happy to see, like, everybody kind of, like, staying active and stuff. But, yeah, like, more on the show front. Yeah, we're just going to play with PK in San Luis, and then we're also playing and that's with Please Not Fight as well. We're also playing Please Not Fight on that show. That should be cool. It's on April 2nd. We're just going to try to tour as much as we can up and down the West Coast.
Yeah.
Like, next week we're going to be gone just for a week, just doing, like, Fresno, L.A., like northern L.A., just kind of a few shows in that area. Just
I guess,
a warm-up to, like, after we come back, like, after our EP's release, we'll come back to, like, those places and play. And just because, I mean, we haven't even played those places yet this year.
Okay.
So that should be fun to just kind of get out on the road again since... It's been a few months.
Yeah,
and,
probably.
Just, like, not being on the road for a while feels kind of weird.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that today, actually. Like, I wish that I was malnourished and like completely broke.
That is every musician's dream to be
on the floor of the van
to be like living on power bars.
30-degree weather.
That's our guitarist Patrick right there. He lives on power bars.
He lives on power bars.
He's really into like outdoor type stuff, and he's actually working his way up to climb Everest eventually. Like when in his like 30s is kind of like his goal, but he's super into REI and just like like he's gonna climb Mount Shasta and. He lives off power bars. He likes it.
Wow, he's like a small guy too. I never would have.
Oh no, actually, Patrick's pretty big. Patrick's pretty big.
Then maybe I just saw him from a distance. Okay.
Grant is our small guitarist. He looks more like me. Sort of elfish.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a quick break. Up next is Silver Sun Pickups with Kissing Families. All right, 9.5 KSJS. We're gonna hear a live version of the song "Beehive" from Nick. Go ahead. So that was that was Beehive. Awesome. It sounds really good. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Start your day the feline way with a hearty serving of the Meow Mix. The meow-nipulating DJ Bad Cat will be serving you delectable morsels of ska, punk, indie, hardcore, metal, and all things rock every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the only station that has you begging for seconds. 90.5 FM KSJS Ground Zero Radio. Meow.
Nice.
I was trying not to laugh so hard.
You were like leaning back away from the mic as far possible, burying your face.
Oh,
now your face
goodness.
Is all red.
I really
amazing.
Like cats, so I was more than happy to do that.
Thank God I picked that then. Awesome. Yeah, like it's weird. Like we have like a whole cat corner if you look at our show schedule, like on Saturday 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. we have a show called Disco Cats, and then on Sunday, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. we have a show called The Cats Meow. So, and then we have DJ Bad Cat. So it's a whole cat craze going on here at KSJS.
A feline race. A race of humanoid felines that DJ. Sounds interesting.
So yeah, again, Dulce at Decorum Est, and April 24th is your EP release.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Indeed.
With Please Enough I and Bird by Bird. By Bird.
At cool. Bottom of the Hill, San Francisco.
Awesome. So yeah. Any other plans that you guys have other than the EP and your tour or
well let's see. I mean we're starting the new EP. Not try to rush or understate this current one at all. We just want to get working sooner than later. And we're doing it with producer Aaron Hellam, who produced like our first album, Cleo. So that was really exciting to, I guess, reunite with him and work with him again. So we're glad that we'll be putting out new music and stuff. And we have two music videos planned. I shouldn't say anything much about them now because I don't want to, like, you know, say, hey, we're doing all this cool stuff and then
people are like, yay, and then, you know, 8 years from now, we're like, they're out now.
So, yeah, we may or may not be doing a few more music videos sometime within the next 5 years.
Oh, no.
No, actually, pretty soon we are going to put up a music video that we did a little while ago for a song our full-length album called Anytime. So
Cool. Yeah,
So that'll actually... We are serious when we say that'll be out very soon. And then we've had a couple others that people want to do that will probably change cinema history, as far as I understand.
Will it? Yeah, the Clytemnestra video I really liked. It was cute. So
yeah, we're doing another one with the same guy who did that one. So we're excited. Yeah, Paul Aspuria. He's fantastic. He's an amazing director.
Yeah, if we can get all the scheduling, I guess, figured out. I kind of want to keep the theme like secret since
the theme
the theme is probably the best part if we can actually
the music sucks we chose a bad song and just gave it a great music
if we can actually like I guess figure out all the timing and scheduling and all that you know good stuff it should be a pretty awesome video. He was really easy to work with and like he's good about just kind of like ad-libbing stuff and he works kind of it's kind of strange because you're like as you're doing it, you're like, I wonder if he really got like all the shots like, you know, we need. And like, he seems to be working like super quick and like he does most of it like handheld instead of like tripod and stuff. But then in the end, like, it's just like, I guess he knows like what he wants, I guess. Like he has his,
so he can
like,
plan
really,
it out
like,
pretty well.
In,
yeah. Okay.
So even if you don't really know what's going on, like, in the end,
he will know.
Yeah.
So he's the go-to
it's
guy.
It's always just like, you know, easy and fun working with him. So, hopefully we can figure all that out.
Yeah,
so, Paul, if you're listening.
Yeah, call in and have a live chat with Picture
Atlantic.
Yes,
call in, Paul. Let's have a talk about cinema and how it has changed due to bourgeois ethics.
Yes,
or whatever
please.
It is you,
yeah,
you
and then,
fancy
and then,
guys.
And then the other video we're doing is with Wes Anderson. So, yeah.
Wes Anderson?
It'll be probably one of our more like dry songs.
Yeah, it's going to be Jason Schwartzman as me, Bill Murray as Brian Graves, and Owen Wilson as Grant so far.
Nice.
Those are the people
who
are locked in.
Who would you?
I'm not really sure.
Would I be Luke Wilson or would I be?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Who would I be?
Wilson. I'm trying to think. Like, who has? I was gonna say Harrison Ford, but I don't know.
Oh, I would love to be Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford in a Wes Anderson film. I would be totally happy with that.
It'll be very groundbreaking, I'm sure.
I think I would like to be the Indian butler that's in all the movies.
The Indian butler?
Yeah, remember on the Royal Tenenbaums, they had that like that Indian butler guy. He's like in all the Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah, he's in all.
Oh, okay.
Sure. He's like minor characters. I think I would want to be that guy.
Oh, okay.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
But he stabs.
I
remember that he
remember.
Stabs the dad in this.
Yeah, he's in all of
it's
them.
Much more funny than it sounds. anyway.
Anyway, I don't know. Does he even have blue eyes or
who?
The Indian butler, or I don't know. I don't forget.
No, he doesn't.
No. Oh.
Darn. Well, I guess I can't be him.
Oh, yeah. Out of luck. I'm so sorry.
Everything is dependent on the eye color.
They cast based on eye color now.
Exactly. let's hear, since we were talking about it, Anytime by Picture Atlantic, right here on 90.5 KSJS San Jose.